New reaction from the head of the American Catholic Church, Timothy Cardinal Dolan. Archbishop, New York, talked with Bill O'Reilly about what he believes is the effort on behalf of the White House to divide American Catholics.
I think there would be a drift in the administration that this is a good issue. And if we can divide the Catholic community, because it's already divided, and if one can caricature the bishops as being hopelessly out of touch, these bullies who are trying to achieve judicially and legislatively what they've been unable to achieve with, because their moral integrity has been compromised recently, there's that force out there trying to caricature us. All right? But we can't back down from this fight because it's about religious freedom. It's close to the very heart of what the democratic enterprise that we know and love as the United States of America is all about.
And what about this? Monica Crowley, radio talk show host Christopher Hahn, former aide to Senator Chuck Schumer, both are Fox News contributors. Serious stuff here, guys. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Third week in a row. We call this round three. We go, Monica. It's all about religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Is what the cardinal says.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Look, the Democrats have had some success in recasting this entire debate as one of access to contraception. In other words, they're trying to attract the women back to the Democratic Party because, remember, in 2010, the Democrats lost women by a lot. So they realized that they needed to do something to try to attract women back to the Democrat Party, back to reelecting Barack Obama. So they pulled this out of a hat. And remember that Obamacare was passed 2 years ago, so they had nearly 2 years to try to figure out what they were going to do with these religious institutions. They timed it now for this exact purpose. And what the cardinal is trying to do here is say, look, let's not lose sight of what this is really all about. This is an assault on religious freedom.
Well,
access to contraception is not an issue in modern day America.
I understand your point, Chris.
You know, in these tough economic times, I think Americans need a recreational activity they can afford. And sex seems to be a good one between consenting adults. And I don't understand why the church has gone away from its membership, which overwhelmingly approves of the use of contraception. They need to be doing more Matthew 25 work, that which you do unto the least of these, and stop playing around with this dogma that they created themselves sometime in the 15th century.
Did you just suggest because there are bad economic times that people are jumping in the sack more?
Well, listen, it's affordable, right? Especially
if
the government pays for your birth control. So let's just make it available to people. Let's allow people to have this thing that they like to do in America. It's what separates us from these theocracies in the Middle East in a large way.
To be frank, I am surprised, the Catholic, how frank Archbishop Dolan is mm-hmm. about the politics of the issue.
Yeah.
And you have to be in church on Sundays to understand that the church is not letting go of this issue, Monica.
No.
Yeah,
it is spoken about and mentioned at the altar every Sunday.
Well, and that's
don't
that's
lose
exactly
track
right.
of the voting block here.
Well, and
77
right.
million Americans. Now, listen to politics came up in this discussion also. Now, listen to this portion of the interview as well. Back to O'Reilly.
Would you say to American Catholics, don't vote for President Obama based upon this intrusion? Would you say that?
I wouldn't say that. I would never myself say don't vote against or don't vote for a particular candidate. For one, it's counterproductive. I'd probably be doing the opponent a big favor if I would, because even very faithful Catholics, Bill, don't like their bishops or priests telling them how to vote, person or even on a particular issue. They like us to speak about principle. They like us to get clear and cogent and compelling. They don't like us to get very personal. So I wouldn't say that, no.
It is hard to separate the politics from that opinion.
Yeah, but you
because
know what,
he's
Bill?
He's wading right into it, Monica.
The cardinal handled it in a very intelligent way. Clergy in America, regardless of the religious affiliation, they know that their job is to change souls and to change hearts, not to change governments. However, when the U.S. government does intrude on religious institutions and their most deeply held beliefs, as this administration has done with HHS mandate, then the church does have a right to point out the assault on religious freedom. It's not
but
saying
this is not a true. This is not.
Or don't vote
but
for
this
that
is
guy.
Blown
that's
out of proportion. The Catholics do not believe this. The bishops are way off base. And if they continue to go down this, if they continue to go down this road, attendance at the Catholic Church will be lower than it's even been now, which is continuing to decline.
You're missing the point. The point is not about contraception per se, or how many Roman Catholic women are actually using contraception. That's not the issue. The issue is, does the federal government have a right to go in and tell religious institutions they have to do X, Y, and Z?
They are not
telling religious... Just answer that question directly. Do they or don't they? What do you believe?
They do not have the right to tell religious institutions, and they have never done that. The compromise is accepted by everyone, including 75% of Catholics.
So let's move off of that. Monica, thank you.
I apologize to both
Who
of
cares?
You. I know it's a hot topic. I'm out of time.
I don't.
The computer's going to fade to black. Thanks to both
of you.
Continued round four next week. You're on.